Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Blaine Barton welcomes Microsoft Deployment MVP Rhonda Layfield to the show as they kick off their three-part series on what tools you can use to deploy Windows Server 2012. Tune in for part one as they discuss what's new in the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit, monitoring and remote operation, and group policy packs. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time, TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft. I have a returning guest, Rhonda Layfield. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Blaine?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining me once again on IT Time.
Thanks for having me.
You're a deployment architect. You're a heavy hitter in all the deployment tools. With deployment done right, set up a deployment MVP for Microsoft. So today we're going to talk about WDS and MDT, some of the new features around MDT 2012. We've had a whole series of recordings around MDT, WDS, Windows Deployment Services, Security Compliance Manager. We're also going to look at some things we can do with GPOs, group policy objects. So with that, I want to turn it over to Rhonda. Rhonda.
Well, Blaine, what I have for you today is more than just what's new to MDT 2012 Update 1, because a lot of people don't understand that it's piggybacking off of what was new in MDT 2012. But there's even more than just 2012 Update 1. There's an additional version that you need to know about. So I'm going to cover all three, just the basics on MDT 2012, then we're going to add Update 1, and then I'm going to add the little plus one that you need to know about before you get started with the newest versions.
Sounds great.
All right. So the first thing is we have some additional operating systems that are supported. We've got ThinPC and PosReady, which is kind of nice. Additional operating systems, a little scaled down there. Just wanted everybody to see kind of the minimum requirements required for those and the fact that MDT can now deploy these as well. Some of the new features. The entire deployment share wizard has been rewritten, and it's kind of interesting the way they did it because it used to all be in one VB script with one huge XML file that showed every single one of the panes that you would see during the deployment wizard. Now that's kind of been broken up, and if you edit one pane of the deployment wizard, you don't have the possibility of messing up all the others now. So I kind of like that we can just go in and edit one and not have that hanging over our heads that we might make a mistake that could cause the entire deployment wizard to not work properly. We've also got more streamlined deployment share properties, less tabs, and we can run PowerShell scripts inside a task sequence now. There's also a new feature where we can tell it that if a machine is running on battery power only, stop the deployment. You don't want to get the laptops halfway through a deployment and have it go belly up because the battery runs out of juice. So those are our new features. And one of the nicest features is the monitoring and remote control. So monitoring of clients in MDT 2012 is disabled by default. To enable it, all we have to do is right-click the properties of a deployment share, go to the monitoring tab, and put a check mark in the box. So it's really, really easy to enable. There's also a new service that you can get to through the event viewer. It's in the application log. It's called MDT underscore monitor. And what's really cool about this is if you wanted to, you could set up a basic scheduled task. And any time you saw a specific event ID that was generated by MDT Monitor, like a deployment was canceled or a deployment did not complete successfully, you can have it shoot an email to whoever the deployment administrator is. Now, the information that's stored for monitoring is stored in a SQL Compact 3.5 database on the MDT server itself. And that's different. The monitoring that I'm going to show you in just a second is different than the monitoring for the MDT monitor service. Remote control is the next feature, and that's the Diagnostics and Recovery Toolset, or DART. Now, something I do have to warn you about, DART is only available for SA clients at this time, but I'm sure that after some time passes, everybody's going to be able to use it. Normally, it's just a tool that gives us a whole bunch of diagnostic tools that are very helpful, especially when deploying machines and trying to figure out why a deployment did not complete successfully. It's not easy to find. It's actually part of MDOP. DART is just one of the tools you'll be getting inside that download. To set DART up on the MDT server, step one, of course, is to install it. Then you have to get the correct tools.cab for both 32 and 64-bit. You'll get that from the folder that you installed Dart into. You copy that to your deployment share. Add Dart to the properties of your deployment share. Update the deployment share so you get that new boot image that you're going to boot, and you'll be able to monitor and remotely control your clients. And it's going to look like this. This is my MDT 2012 deployment share. And before I show you how monitoring and remote control actually works, I wanted to show you that we have the monitoring node, which is new to 2012. To enable monitoring, we just go to the properties of our deployment share, pop over to the monitoring tab, and make sure there's a check mark in the enable monitoring for this deployment share box. That's all you need to do to enable it. We're set. We've got that ready to go. And I'm going to highlight the monitoring tab. And we need to kick off a client. I have a Windows 7 client sitting here ready to perform an installation. And the first thing I wanted to show you is once you integrate the Dart tools into a WinPE, an MDT WinPE, you're going to get this additional button, Run Dart Tools. And these are the awesome tools that you get. So during deployment, if you have problems with something, you could open the registry. You could look at the crash analyzer. You could do file restores. You could wipe the disk. There's all kinds of wonderful utilities here that are very, very helpful in case you have a failed deployment for some strange reason. So that's one of the things that the Dart integration will get you. I'm going to kick off this deployment so we can see what it looks like to monitor. And notice the bottom left corner, we just got our little remote control ticket created, but we won't have any monitoring yet. We have to first authenticate to the server. I'll go ahead and type in my credentials. We'll authenticate. And then once we get our list of task sequences to choose from to actually perform the deployment, we'll be able to go back to the server and check out the monitoring. Now notice I'm back on the server and there are no clients. If I click on monitoring and either choose refresh from the view menu or F5 a couple of times, my client pops right in. Then we can go to the properties of that client and we'll now have a Dart remote control button, which we didn't have originally. Originally, you only had the remote desktop button. Now, that's just a normal everyday RDP connection. But right now, I've got a bare metal machine sitting over there with no operating system on it. So unless you have an operating system installed, up and running, and RDP enabled, that button's not going to do us a lot of good. So I'm going to click the Dart remote control button, and it usually does take a few seconds for this to kick in. But one of the really cool things is I don't have to know all the information that Dart normally requires in order to remote control that machine. The information that it normally requires is the ticket number, the IP address of the client you're trying to remote control, and the port number. So MDT handles all of this under the hood for you. And now we are remotely controlling a client machine within a WinPE session. Pretty cool. What do you think, Blaine?
I think that is fantastic, actually, and I can see computer details, locale and time, right? So you go, that's the task sequencer, but right now you've spawned, for a better term, a connection to that client. So what else can you do there then?
I could do anything I wanted. I am completely remote controlling that machine. So if I needed to, I could come over to this guy and we could kick off the task sequence to see what was happening with it. Now that we're remotely controlling the client, what can you actually do with that? Well, I could kick off one of the task sequences. Maximize that screen so we can see a little bit more real estate there.
Thanks for using IT Time Radio, by the way.
What else would I use? I'm just going to slam right through and accept all the defaults on the Deployment Wizard. You guys have seen the Deployment Wizard and its wonderful questions in the past. Now, one of the things that is really helpful with remote control is if you have technicians that are out in the field and they're having problems getting through the deployment wizard, or the deployment wizard isn't showing up the way they expect to see it, maybe you've made some changes and possibly not communicated to them that it was going to be different the next time they ran it, you'd be able to remote control up and look at that point on where they are to find out, well, yeah, that's exactly how I set it up. Sorry, maybe you didn't get the email, but that is the new deployment wizard that you should be seeing. So it can answer some questions as well as allow you to kick off remotely which task sequence you want to run on these client machines. Now, once we get to a certain point, there's a little bit more you can do with remote control. Right now, I can't do a lot with the command prompt that is open, that is actually spawned by the WinPE, but as soon as we get to setup starting, we can always do that Shift F10. And here, we could check all kinds of information, like what our IP address is. Or you could also go in and take a look at your log files.
I like the way you can do this while it's actually installing.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's better than if a machine fails during a deployment, maybe one out of 500 machines, how are you going to figure out what was wrong with that one machine? So being able to come in here and to look at these log files, I think, is just priceless. And these are your log files that you'd want to come take a peek at. And, of course, you could open them just by typing in Notepad and then whichever log file you'd like to take a look at. One of my favorite tools to include is the SMS Trace utility. If you guys have access to that, it makes your life so much easier when it comes to looking at the log files. You can actually include it into your MDT WinPE. And that's about it for remote control and monitoring.
Thanks a lot, Rhonda. I know we talked and covered monitoring and remote control. Let's talk about Security Compliance Manager and Group Policy Packs.
Oh, awesome. This is such a fantastic new utility. I'm not sure how long it's been out, but I know the latest version is 2.5. And Group Policy Packs, whether you know it or not, they are being deployed by MDT 2012. Now, you have four of them. They're deployed based on the operating system. You can guess which one would be deployed to which operating system based on the names of the group policy packs themselves. You can create your own group policy packs using a really cool utility called the Local GPO inside the Security Compliance Manager. And I'm going to show you how to do that in just a second. But one thing you do have to have before you install SCM is you've got to have .NET 4.0 installed. You can also, what's so fantastic with this, is you can dump existing GPO security settings from a domain-joined machine and pull those into SCM to compare it to possibly settings on another machine and find out what's different between the two. And all of this, probably you could do within 15 minutes. That's going to both of your client machines, dumping the group policy settings, importing them into SCM, and it has an compare and a merge utility already built into it. So let's go take a look at SCM. Back on my MDT server, I also have SCM installed. You don't have to have it installed on the same machine, but I just like to keep them both there. This is what Security Compliance Manager is going to look like when you first get it installed. And you do need internet connection because it needs to install and download all of the Microsoft baselines. All these baselines over here we have for Windows 7. We have Server 2003, Server 2008. You've got some for Vista, XP, Exchange, IE 8, and 9. And what they look like is if we expand one of these, we'll see that we have some settings that are related to just computer security settings. You also have beneath that domain, and then there are additionally user security settings. And one of the things I like best about this utility is if you don't know what a group policy setting will do, you can actually look at the setting itself, look at the details, and this is a fantastic educational tool. It pretty much tells you why this group policy setting was created, what was the vulnerability that existed out there, what's the potential impact, and also what are the available countermeasures. So I think they've done a phenomenal job with letting us know kind of what we can do with each one of these settings. If you take a look over on the right-hand side, you'll see that we can import GPOs. We can export to an Excel spreadsheet, which this is phenomenal for documenting your group policies. I would just go to a domain-joined machine, dump the group policy settings into a GPO backup or a GPO pack, which I'm going to show you in just a second, and pull them into SCM by importing them, and then export it to an Excel spreadsheet. All of that you could do in less than 10 minutes, and you end up with these gorgeous Excel spreadsheets. And there's your documentation for how your group policies are set. There are different formats you can export to based on what you want to do with those. If you wanted to export your GPO settings so they would be available for GPO settings for the SCCM desired configuration management component, you could do that just by exporting them in the SCCM DCM CAB format, and then you could import that into SCCM 2007 and use it as one of the components to check against the DCM components. You can also compare and merge. We can delete. We can duplicate. Just as a side note, all of these Microsoft baselines, these are read-only. So if you would like to make them your own and go in and make changes to them, the first thing you'll need to do is duplicate one. And when you duplicate one, it'll be added to the custom baselines up top, where you could then, if you wanted to, compare. So to compare my GPO settings, I'm going to choose the Computer Security Compliance 1.0, click the Compare and Merge button, go down and choose my Win 7 version 1.0. This is a group policy set of settings that I've created myself. And you can see here the settings that differ. Well, I've got 10 settings that are different from baseline A and baseline B, and settings that match 251. And what can you do with that? Well, you could just find out what's different between the two. So in the scenario I talked about just a second ago, if you have one machine that's misbehaving and you suspect it's a group policy setting, and you have another machine that's behaving perfectly well, you could dump the GPO settings, compare them using SCM, and find out which settings it doesn't have. You could also merge the baselines together. And you might be wondering, well, what happens if I merge them? You've got 10 settings that are different. You get to granularly choose which setting you're going to go with in the end merged product. So it's not like it decides which one it chooses. My other favorite feature here is export to an Excel spreadsheet. I'm just going to save this on my desktop. And think about how many GPO settings you guys have set. Probably a few hundred, if not more than that at this point. And to be able to just download those, dump them out to an Excel spreadsheet, it takes a couple seconds, depending on how many settings you have. But look at how fast this is.
That's great. We got the spreadsheet too that you can download from the website that shows all the group policies. This is even more impactful on what you're doing as far as creating the baseline, creating that yourself, and then seeing what's different from what that matches the baseline itself. So that's pretty cool demo.
I'm going to pop out to my desktop and open that guy. And this is what it's going to look like for you. And you're right, Blaine. You know the deployment guys on their blog, the four group policy packs, by default, they already have them documented in the Excel spreadsheets out there. So if you don't know what the group policy settings are that are being automatically deployed using MDT 2012, go to the deployment guys blog. They have it documented right there. And if you just Bing deployment guys blog MDT GPO packs, I bet it's going to be the first, maybe second hit. But they did a fantastic job with explaining these. And I always tell people when I have them in class, guys, print this off and tell your boss it took you all weekend to type this up.
Yeah, that's a good one. So very helpful on the tool there. And where can we get these? Is this a download or how do we get a hold of these?
This is a free download from Microsoft. They are just giving this away. And I think it's a fantastic documentation tool. It's a wonderful tool to be able to create even your own GPO packs, which I was going to show you next. Do you want to see how to create your own GPO pack?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, I'm going to pop over to a Windows 7 machine. And I've already installed it, just so you know. I've already installed local GPO. Now you'll get that from the folder that you installed the Security Compliance Manager into on the server that you installed it on. So you just go to that folder and there'll be a local GPO folder and you grab localgpo.msi, just slam right through all the default settings. It takes about maybe 30 seconds to install. And once you have it installed, what you're going to do is open a command prompt. And this will need to be an elevated command prompt. We'll clean that up a bit. And then we're going to run a C script command, but you have to run it from the folder where this was installed. So just to show you, we open Windows Explorer, go to C, Program Files, there's local GPO, and this is the MSI. Let's see if we can pull this right over. I'm going to change directories into this guy. We'll get rid of the last little piece there. And there's our directory listing. Looks good. So the command is cscript localgpo.wsf. The path, we have to make sure that we have an empty folder. I'm going to go out here and on my C drive, I'm just going to create a folder, keep it short and sweet. I'm going to call it GPO. My path is then going to be C:\GPO. I want the tool to export for me, and the format that I want it to export in is in GPO pack format. And it's done. What did it actually do? If we go to that GPO folder now, let me pull this up. Isn't that a lovely folder name? This is our GPO pack. So these are the GPO security settings on this machine. And if you just imagine, this is a domain joined machine, so you would get all of your domain GPO security settings. And, you know, why would you even want to do this? Blaine, I have a lot of clients that have machines that never join the domain. So how are they ever going to get their domain settings? I have clients that have people that are in the middle of Montana, 100 miles from the closest office. They don't ever go into the office, but they need to have their machines updated with group policies as well. So the best way, I think, to do that on a machine that's not going to join the domain would be to get a domain joined machine, run this command, a little C script, local GPO command, and then we can take our GPO pack. Just to make it a little bit easier, let's rename the folder. We'll call it IT Time Radio. And then I have my E drive is already mapped over to my server. I'm going to expand that a bit and go down to the deployment share that we're using, the templates, and there's my GPO packs folder. I just want to copy this guy. And on the server, we will open MDT. And what's really nice is you don't even have to put the entire path. So in Windows Explorer, if we went down to E and we looked at the folder that we're using as our deployment share, when it templates, GPO packs, this is what we just copied over. We don't have to put this whole path to it. MDT already knows the path to our GPO packs. So to actually tell it to deploy this GPO pack, we can do that in a couple of different ways. One way you could do it is you could set it up so that every single client machine through the custom settings INI would get the same GPO pack. But there's also other ways to do it so that you can get a little bit more granular. You might not want every single machine to get the same GPO pack. So instead, you might want to go through a task sequence So under the task sequences, I'll open the IT Time Radio task sequence. We'll pop over to the task sequence tab, which will show you all the tasks that have to be completed for a successful deployment. And then down on the apply local GPO package, notice that it's grayed out. That's because I have it disabled. So now I could enable it, and I could also add in a requirement and say, you know what, I only want this to run on Windows 7 SP1 deployments. So you could have multiple GPO packs listed in here and tell it exactly which one is supposed to run based on which operating system is being deployed. Otherwise,
that is very important as well.
So absolutely.
Machines together with different OSs. That's good. That's a great demo.
And I should go back to that. And that's as easy as it is to go ahead and add your GPO packs. If you wanted to add in a GPO, maybe the only task sequence you have, and I have had clients in the past who will create a deployment share, one for server deployments and a different one for client deployments. So all the clients are being deployed as either Windows 7 or now Windows 8 clients. So what you could do is you could come into the properties of your deployment share, that good old rules tab, which we all know has the custom settings INI listed on it, and we could tell it apply GPO pack equal to, and then the name of the folder. That's all we need to input for it. But then that would be applied to every single deployment, even server deployments. So to go this direction, you really would have to kind of have multiple deployment shares if you were deploying multiple operating systems.
Fair enough. Well, that was great. We're talking about the GPO packs with Security Compliance Manager, right? Being able to make your own custom pack and even deploy that based on your own operating system of what you want to pick for the list. So with that, what else you got?
Well, let's pop back over to the slide deck.
Great demo, Rhonda. And what everybody has been waiting for is the new fabulous new to the MDT 2012 Update 1. Rhonda.
All right. Well, they've got some really nice new features in here. You know, one of the problems we used to run into were in-use files were not migrated because they were locked. So one of those types of applications would be Outlook. You know, some applications do us a favor. When the machine boots up, the applications load certain files, they open them so that when we do open the application, they're ready for us to use a lot quicker than if it had to run through and open everything. So now they've fixed it to where in-use files are no longer an issue. Those will get migrated without any problem. We can also run PowerShell 3.0 scripts and the newest version of Dart, version 8 for deployment of Windows 8 is supported. We also can add orchestrator runtime books in a task sequence. Now, this is no small feat. This is really a fantastic new feature that allows us to do things like during deployment, if we are deploying a client that was previously in, let's say, OU1, and we want the new deployed client of that same machine to be in OU2, we could have an orchestrator runtime book created that will move our computer objects in Active Directory from one OU to another during deployment. It's no longer up to the administrator to come in after the fact and move things around. And that's just one of the many things that Orchestrator can do for us. The last thing that's brand new is we've had UDI, that user-driven interface, that allows us to go in and customize and design our deployment wizard to look and feel exactly how we want it to look. You could have a special MDT deployment wizard that is defined with your organization logos on it, with your own call the support help desk if you run into any issues, any information you want to put in there. Now you can completely design your own MDT deployment wizard. We've had that with SCCM and MDT integration for quite some time now, but it hasn't been supported for just MDT by itself. Now it is.
Nice.
And there's one last thing that you need to be aware of. We had a little faux pas when Config Manager 2012 CU one was shipped. It kind of broke SCCM and MDT, both 2012, integration so that you could no longer create task sequences using the Create MDT task sequence wizard. Now you'll need to make sure that you download the correct MDT 2012 Update 1. I've got the link for you here. And just make sure you're getting the one that was published on September 19th in 2012, and you'll be good to go.
It's good to know. Make note of that.
Yep, absolutely. And that's what we've covered. We covered new operating systems that are supported, some of the new features, that good old Dart monitoring and remote control, how to create your very own group policy pack, and then what's new to MDT 2012 Update 1. And then I like to call the last bit 2012 Update 1 plus 1, just so you get the right version.
Update 1 plus 1.
Yep.
That's awesome. Well, Rhonda Layfield, ladies and gentlemen, Senior Deployment Architect for Deployment Duns Right, one of our setup and deployment MVPs, desktop specialist, if you will, for deployment. As you can see, she knows a lot about the deployment tools and what's going on today with MDT 2012 and the Update 1 plus 1. With that, folks, anything else you want to do a shout out for, Rhonda, while I've got you on IT Time Radio?
Well, I've just come up with a brand new 3-day deployment class for all of the new tools, and it covers everything, starting with Windows 80K, MDT, WDS, and SCCM 2012. So you can always go to my website, www.deploymentdr.com, for more information.
Well, great, and thank you. And if you're looking at checking out Windows Server 2012, System Center 2012, you can go to http://ms/msproducts. And with that, I'm Blaine Barton, Senior IT Pro Evangelist with Microsoft here in my Tampa, Florida studio for IT Time TechNet Radio. And with that, it's a wrap.